So what are we going to do for an intro?
I don't know. I was thinking about like saying something, and then the music starts, and then we would talk about the show.
Shalikdo. Doc popular. Yo, yo.
Wiki.
Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki.
Yo, yo.
Wiki. Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki.
Yo, yo. Radio.
Yo, yo. Radio. Yo, yo. Radio.
Wiki, wiki. Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki. Wiki, wiki. Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki. Wiki, wiki. Wiki, wiki. Wiki, wiki. Wiki, wiki. Yo, yo, wiki, wiki, radio, podcast
on yo, yo, radio,
wiki, 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 wiki.
And then what happens?
Well, then we introduce the show like this. Hey, this is Yo, Yo, Wiki Radio with me, Dr. Popular, and all the way from the Midwest center of yo-yoing community is Josh Parker. Josh, how are you?
I am so fantastic. I can't even believe it.
You managed to out-corny me.
Yes.
Well, we are about to debug. I'm in awe of your. I'm like the sidekick to your hero.
All right, that sounds good to me.
Hey, speaking of heroes, just to get it off the bat, because we were already kind of talking about it. You like this week's episode of Heroes? Probably your favorite episode.
No, last week's was definitely my favorite episode, but I thought this week was very good.
So last week was your favorite because Hero wasn't in it, right?
No, that had nothing to do with it. I think Hero's an awesome character.
But the favorite episode of... Okay, anyway. So I have a theory about Hero.
What is your theory about Hero?
His sidekick has all the powers. And Hero thinks he has all the powers.
I don't know about that.
I could be wrong, but I don't think you'll be able to go back in time. Every time he uses his power, his sidekick's with him, and his powers wane and stuff like that, and all these things, like they're not under his control. And in this episode, when he teleported, look at the expression on his sidekick's face right before they teleport, because it's like his sidekick is the one sending him somewhere. So maybe Hero only has time control, and the other guy has the teleportation thing.
In the first few episodes, Hero teleported completely without Ando being there. So
I haven't seen the first couple episodes, so I could be wrong. But we know the other guy's going to have a power because everybody's got a power now.
That's what it seems like.
I feel a little left out now.
Yeah, I do too.
At first, it's like, oh, only if a couple people have powers, I don't mind. But everybody's got a power now.
So how's your week, Doc? What's new?
Stress. I did in preparation for the Mediocre Tour, I did a couple promo sound clips, and maybe we'll be able to play one of them later in the show.
Ooh, but, yeah. Yeah, I love the one that Beefy did.
That
Dr. Popular did. You sound a little bit like Beefy in that, sorry.
Actually, let's play that one now.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Yo-Yo Superstar Dr. Popular. You might know me from that Cartoon Network segment where I do a trick called the Martini, and it was shown to 8-year-olds across the country. You might also know me as the guy who makes beats that sound like this. This March, Beefy, MC Router, and myself are going on tour, and we're calling it the Mediocre Tour. And we're coming to a city near you, so long as you live near Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington again, Chico, California, or the grandest stage of them all, Hollywood, California. So as I, Dr. Popular, always say, keep your eyes on the prize in the sky for life.
So yeah, that was me, and I'm, as you can tell, very excited about doing the Mediocre Tour and 8-year-old boys. By that. That's the two things you get out of that audio clip.
And the Cartoon Network,
And the Cartoon Network, yeah. So I worked on that on Sunday, and that gave me a sense of purpose. I did like 6 songs that day. Yesterday I went to Calistoga Springs, which is a city in Napa Valley that's known for its mineral water, and their mineral springs and stuff like that. And okay. I did one of those mud bath things, complete with the green crap on the face.
Whoa, weird.
Yeah, I did a mud bath thing.
Oh, cool. Was that a good experience for you?
It was a neat experience. It wasn't life-changing or anything like that. It was definitely no name that yo-yo, but it was fun.
Name that yo-yo.
Neat. How was your week, Josh?
My week is pretty good. We put in an offer on a house.
Did you offer to pay money, or what sort of offer? Mm-hmm. We will do your dishes for a year.
It was a completely financial offer.
Oh, you should be creative.
Yeah, well, that's could write that into the purchase agreement.
Yeah.
But we're still waiting to hear back about that, and kind of fun about that.
And this is your dream house, or this is one of many dream houses?
This is the first house that we've looked at that really is exactly what we're looking for, pretty much, you know.
So it's got the slides instead of stairs, and fireman's mm-hmm. poles, mm-hmm. and lots of places for video game cabinet systems.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. And I guess it has a big yard, but, you know, I don't, you know, who uses a yard these days?
Dude, you can have your own disc golf course.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
That would be pretty cool.
Except, like,
could go get one of those pins. Yeah, that's right. hey, Laszlo. Did I ever tell you that there was a hippie that, a disc golf hippie that always called me Laszlo?
No. Why did he call you Laszlo?
He thought my name was Laszlo. I don't know. Are you Laszlo? Like, I don't know what to say to these guys. I got a disc for you, Laszlo. Whatever, I'll take your disc. I can be Laszlo. So.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, that was funny. Let's see, what else? Oh, I went to this neat coffee house place up in your former neck of the woods, or down in your former neck
Nordeast?
Of the woods. In Nordeast.
I love Nordeast.
It's the Mill City Cafe.
Yeah, Mill City Cafe.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of work in there.
Yeah. Cool place. I liked it a lot. $3 summits on tap. That was delicious. Yeah.
Their food's good. Their hours are a little wacky for a coffee shop. I hate coffee shops that close at like 4. But they might have changed that. They might be more versatile.
I don't know. We were there at midnight on a Saturday night, so...
Wow, they're open.
They also serve alcohol, so, you know, they...
Yeah, but they were still only doing, like, lunch there.
Oh,
like,
weird.
Okay. Like, they had beer and stuff, but, like, they would close really early. But a lot of places that do that have finally, you know, like, after they get successful enough and then things are sturdy enough, then they can open later for dinner.
Okay.
But, yeah, that is a cool little place.
We tried to go bowling at Elsie's. You ever been there?
I've seen it. I've never gone on there.
Yeah. It seems like a neat place, but they were way too busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're making me miss the Midwest now.
Yeah, it's a good place.
And then we went to, what was another place you liked? Yeah, we went there.
Went to the King and I Thai.
I didn't like that. And...
Oh,
that was okay.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. If you really want to get me, if you really want to like make me feel sad about Minneapolis, tell me you
oh,
went
man,
to...
Oh, man, you know what? To the Seward Cafe.
Yes, the Seward Cafe. Tell me you went to the Seward Cafe before you headed over to College for the Easily Amused, and then you ended the night with a Balls Cabaret. That would really send me to tears.
That's exactly what we did.
Those things you said, we just did. I just got word from the Mondo committee that they're definitely willing to fly me out to Minneapolis. It's all up to me. And so I guess this year I'm going to forgo BAC to come back to the MONDO, the Mondo Juggling Festival. In Minneapolis. That's kind
Neat.
Of weird.
That is kind of weird.
That's a weird trade. It's not a trade that most people would, well, I'm going to stay for Mondo instead of BAC or whatever. Like when you have BAC being one of the greatest regional contests, you know, in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that means you're like a San Franciscan now and you can forsake your home turf. You can take it for granted.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, take it for granted. Yeah, that's I guess. Yeah.
All right.
You can tell I'm not super enthusiastic about it yet. It's a heartbreaking decision to make. I'm going to do it. I'm going to come back down south, and I'm going to go to the Seward every single day.
All right.
When I'm not shopping at co-ops, because we don't have any co-ops. How do you not have co-ops in
So you don't have co-ops in San Francisco?
There's like one co-op here, and it's terrible because they've got like no competition or whatever. So if you're like a hippie or progressive or whatever, like, you know, it's either shop there or shop at a chain. And we don't have like that awesome little olive bar and things. And don't get me started. We have one co-op.
Well, hopefully by then I'll have a house and you'll be able to come over to the house.
Yes.
It would be cool.
For a very long time. For like a week.
So,
yes.
Is it time to play Name That Yo-Yo?
You know, what better way to lead into Name That Yo-Yo than with depressing talk of missing BAC?
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. All right. This is completely stock and awesome. So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's a friction biscuit inside, small bearing, plastic body, like a polycarb. When I get really specific, I sound really stupid when I'm like wrong. No, it's a Viper. But anyway, that's just what I'm thinking. I'm just thinking out loud here. You know, we've used a freehand before. I would swear that sounds like a freehand, but...
I don't think we've used a freehand before, but that's I'm not saying that's the answer,
right.
It's probably not the answer.
I'm going to say it's a freehand.
It is not a freehand. I told you that's not the answer.
You said it's probably not the answer. Even if you said it was the answer, I still wouldn't believe you. Right now, I don't even know if I believe you. Okay, what's my clue?
I love, like... Every single one of my yo-yos seems to have a theme going on with it, including this one. And this is a hand-painted signature series, and I own three of them.
Oh, goddamn. it's a hesitator?
It is a hesitator.
So it is small bearing, and it's definitely friction biscuit. Yep. So I was right on a lot of that stuff. But
yep.
Boy, that's – yeah, wow. I haven't guessed any of my yo-yos yet. I mean, not on the first guess. Well, okay, so I'm ready for my yo-yo. Are you ready? Josh? Booger face? Baby?
Oh,
hey.
I'm ready. Mute button.
Okay, you had the mute button. All right, well, that's very useful when you're on a podcast to hit the mute button. So this yo-yo is stock, and we've never done this yo-yo before.
Hmm. Well, that sounds like a metal yo-yo. Definitely. Probably anodized aluminum. Red. C-bearing. That's definitely in there. I keep guessing H-spin yo-yos, and I keep getting them wrong, but I'm definitely going to say that is an X-brain.
It is not an X-brain.
Damn!
I was still pretty impressed with that. No, this is not an X-brain.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to think of a good clue. Okay. This number, this yo-yo is, of the primary colors, this yo-yo is not, yellow or red.
What?
I really don't have a good clue for this. It's a yo-yo we've never used before. Totally stock. Not red or yellow.
Okay.
That was a terrible clue. I'm really sorry. I really didn't think it would come out of the clue stage, I guess.
So it's blue. I am kind of stumped here. Is it God, I'm just shocked that it's not a brain. Is it a brain?
No. It is a blue fast 201.
We just used a 201 last week.
It's not a blue one.
You damn son of a bitch.
This one is blue. All right.
Good about that. That was a completely excellent edition of Name That Yo-Yo.
Now tell me about the Hesitator.
I just bought another one.
Oh my god,
Matt Hedberg.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he like all really? Is Matt Hedberg all soured now on the whole yo-yo thing and kites and all that, or is he still like really cool with it? And he just got involved with some bad stuff, and he doesn't mind because he bought a toy company that you and I both worked for. He bought his own store. And that worked out terribly. He got screwed by the original owners and finally just closed the shop. And I'm wondering if he's still into that stuff or just completely hands-free square dude.
I'm sure he's still into it. I mean, he got into the store, I'm sure, because it was interesting to him in the first place. Yeah, he's selling off a lot of his yo-yos right now, and I'm sure there's some really neat stuff that'll be up on eBay soon.
Oh my god!
But I got the Hesitator first. So
wow, I don't even have a Hesitator. And
it's number 3 too, wow. As well.
Which one's the prettiest one? You should post pictures. Would you mind posting pictures of your 3 Hesitators?
I've got 2 of them up on Flickr already.
Oh.
Yeah, but I've got number 1, and I think number 42, and then number 3 is the one I just got.
Jeez, those are all pretty coveted, I think.
Yeah? But John Bot still got the prettiest one. Whoops.
Yeah.
Yep. I should try and get pictures of that. So anyway, Dr. Popular is totally awesome, blah, blah, blah.
And I said, no, Burt Reynolds, I don't want you to play me in a movie, because Kiefer Sutherland's going to play me in a movie. Josh, I was wondering, do you have any... yo-yo wiki that happened this week? Any cool journal entries?
Well, we've got a couple users that have just started popping up again that weren't around for the contest at all. Ewan and Greg Leo, specifically. I didn't see them edit at all during the contest, and I don't know, they're both back now, and... editing with a fury.
A fury? Does that mean they're angrily editing? Typos!
I hope not. Maybe.
Yeah?
I hope not, though.
So they're back on. How after the contest, editing's definitely slowed down, but is it still better than it was before the contest?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about new yo-yos this week? Has anybody posted any new yo-yos to the site?
No new yo-yos. Yo-Yo Nation has just announced that they've got the Spy Addict in stock now, and we talked to that guy a few weeks ago talking about the Addict, so that's pretty exciting. And what else? The peak, you know, that we got for the Yo-Yo Wiki contest.
Yeah.
I just got it back from getting anodized, and ooh, it looks beautiful. It's a red, and I'll be sending it out tomorrow. But before I do that, I'm gonna get some pictures online, because it is fantastic looking.
And those pictures will be on schlichto.com?
Yep.
Right on.
Thanks.
You know, you just posted a new video on schlichto.com of...
Oh, that's true, too.
...of Abe Abitf. And Abe was... He's still in Madison right now, right?
He's not in Madison. He's in Oshkosh, but
okay.
Pretty close.
So he's in ketchup-smoking land. And
true.
He was back in curd-smoking land. I guess... Wisconsin is technically more curd. Anyway, so he was back in Minneapolis, and you guys actually recorded a block from where I used to live on the pond that I learned how to ice skate on.
Mm-hmm. Talk about tear jerkers right here, man. We're just pulling out all the stops.
Well, it was for
right?
me.
Yeah. Yeah, so we recorded there. That was must have been like the first week in January or something like that. It was like 40 degrees out. We'd barely had any cold weather, and it was a good day. We had some homeless guy following us around pretty much the entire time we were shooting.
Hey, what's that? Is that a yo-yo? I thought so.
It was hilarious.
You win.
Exactly. All right.
That used to be my old homeless guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, your old homeless guy, he sold bumper stickers and thought that Jimmy Carter was going to get elected president again.
It could still happen.
I guess.
Right, he hasn't died, right? Ford died? Carter's still alive?
Yep, that's true.
Okay, so it could still happen. As long as the Russian robot sent out to get him doesn't get to him, but it looks like the Tick and Arthur have already stopped that.
You can't eat the Earth.
Have you seen the Tick? You've seen all the Tick DVDs, right? Or the Tick TV shows?
Yes.
God, those were so good. They were the best.
I agree. Yep. I think the live action thing was great. I thought the cartoon was fantastic. I've read several of the books. The books are hard to get, unfortunately, but.
Well, the books are just like the exact knockoffs of the books, where the live show was pretty different, but still had the exact same feel. Like they really captured the essence of it.
Yep.
Yeah, the cartoon show, like they basically did every episode of The Tick, or every comic book of The Tick was an entire episode.
Yeah, that's kind of what I picked up, and it works. They made it work.
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the end of this month.
Yeah, I'm getting excited about that.
I was excited from the original trailer that came out like 2 months ago, but the trailer that's on now, not so exciting.
See, I think the trailer that's on now is infinitely times more interesting than the one that they put out initially.
Well, okay, the initial one was really dark, and they're like going around, and it's hard to tell by looking at it if you're looking at claymation or CGI. And it's really serious until the end, and one of them falls off of a pedestal or something, and so it shows that they're going to be kind of light with it, but it's still going to have some darkness to it. And then the current one is obviously CGI, and like full of like skating and cowabungas and stuff like that. Although they say something different than cowabunga, but still. So I guess that just shows the differences in what we like. You know, now that I'm reaching 30, I am much more mature with the type of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that I like. Whereas you know, still young and naive house buyer, are into the pizza eating, you know, cowabunga, you know, surfing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's interesting. That's all I'm saying.
I suppose that might be true. So, I don't know. I don't have anything else to talk about.
I don't want to talk anymore. Not okay. For a second more. Other than to say this was another fantastic episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. Josh,
yeah.
It's good talking to you. I'm not sure if I'll be around next week because I go on tour. Mediocre.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And so, you know, other than that, you know, hopefully I'll be
around. Well, I might try and replace you next week then.
Yeah, go ahead, try. Go ahead. Try it. But I'll talk to you either next week or in like a month. So I'll talk to you later.
You got it.
Bye.